Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Looking out for love. That's Lindsey Buckingham, ladies and gentlemen, right there. One man, one guitar. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, president of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And she is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Karen, tell us about SBE Council.
Thanks, Jim. We are close to a 24-year-old organization. We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan advocacy, research, and education organization dedicated to protecting small business, promoting entrepreneurship. We have over 100,000 members throughout the country. We, focus on the issues and also initiatives that strengthen entrepreneurship and create a really strong ecosystem that enables strong small business growth and encourages people to start businesses. We, do a lot of policy, as you know, working on Capitol Hill, in the agencies, with the administration on solutions and ideas to help small business. We do a lot of research. Probably our most well-known research reports are our Small Business Policy Index and Small Business Tax Index.
By your chief economist, Ray Keating?
Yep, and every week, we're putting out briefings, reports, analysis, and largely led by Ray, Keating, our chief economist, on a host of issues, energy issues, intellectual property,
and
trade
folks,
issues,
please follow them at sbecouncil.org and contribute to their work. I promise you, nobody, pound for pound, nobody does more than this organization to help you and to put your best foot forward in Washington. I don't even want to think about where we would be without Karen and her effort and her team. Karen, thanks again for all that you do. As you focus on the rest of the year, before we have a new Congress, what's left to be done? What can be done to help to keep things from getting any worse than they are?
You know, Jim, that's a really good question, because the Senate minority really has been working overtime, speaking of overtime, to stop a lot of the really good things that we can done. I mean, a lot of the bipartisan bills, for example, health care. I mean, small business owners, as you know, are getting hammered by increases in health care. A lot of their choices are going away. And
the price of health care has doubled.
Yeah.
My personal health care bill has doubled since Obamacare.
Right.
In my family, my business has doubled.
You're right.
And guess what? My coverage has gone down. My the quality of what I can expect has gone down.
Yep. And so, Jim, there are some initiatives bipartisan-wise that, won't help that full pain from going away, but we hope to get through that will sort of ease some of the pain points and give small businesses more choice. There's a host of things that passed the House by unanimous consent, meaning there's no opposition to bills. We're trying to get the Senate to really focus on things, for example, a lot of financial and access to capital stuff. For example, a bill that would require Securities and Exchange Commission to consider recommendations that were put forward by the annual Small Business Capital Formation Conference that would help small businesses in terms of access to capital and capital formation. There's a lot of good ideas that come out of that conference, but the SEC ignores them and puts them on the shelf. So there's a bill that is widely supported, again, that had no opposition at the House, that would make the SEC actually take these up and look at these great ideas and actually do things that make it easier for small public companies or people that want to raise capital to make it easier than to comply with really complex and costly SEC rules.
So Karen, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Why? I got about a minute left. Why do you think Congress has been so a Republican-controlled Congress has been so ineffectual at reining in the abuses, the lawlessness of President Obama against business owners?
Well, because a couple of things. I just think the scale, of the regulations and scope of the regulations that are just moved. It's just been extraordinary, and they really do have to sort of pick and choose, you know, what they want to focus on. But beyond that, Jim, I mean, the House passing bills that repeal these things, in the Senate, even if it gets, you know, a small,
majority
that passes, you know, to repeal something, the president can easily override that. And I just think they know that's going to happen. And it's like, well, what can we do that can sort of thread the needle that can at least,
send the...
Yeah, it is, Jim. It is.
So, hey, Karen, but I know you're going to keep fighting, and I appreciate you very much. Keep up the good work and come back real soon.
You bet, Jim. Thank you so much.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, SBEcouncil.org. She is a great American and one of my heroes. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.